This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. With a global death toll from COVID-19 nearing 300,000 people, the World Health Organization's executive director, Michael Ryan, is warning people need to be prepared for a stark fact.
This virus may become just another endemic virus in our communities, and this virus may never go away. HIV has not gone away, but we've come to terms with the virus, and we have found the therapies, and we've found the prevention methods.
Ryan says about 100 organizations worldwide are working on developing a coronavirus vaccine. In the United States, where the death toll is now over 84,000,
President Trump, in continuing his push for virus restrictions to be lifted, is calling on governors to take steps to reopen schools, blasting his own infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who cautioned that moving too quickly could backfire.
To me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools. The only thing that would be acceptable, as I said, is professors, teachers, etc., over a certain age. I think they ought to take it easy for another few weeks.
Trump acknowledges there is a risk in sending kids back to school, but suggests that risk is low.
These are young people. These are students, young students. They're in great shape.
In New York, 3 children have died and more than 80 have developed a mysterious inflammatory condition that affects blood vessels and organs, which could be linked to COVID-19. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of the country on Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo until the coronavirus is contained. For more on the coronavirus and more information on today's latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thursday, offering hope for the country with the world's second most infections, the number of daily new cases in Russia has fallen several times this week, and Thursday's tally was the first below 10,000 since May 3rd. Russia this week became the country with the second highest number of confirmed cases after the United States, in part due to a massive testing campaign that has seen 6 million tests carried out. A government whistleblower says America faces the darkest winter in modern history unless leaders act decisively to prevent a rebound of the coronavirus. Immunologist Dr. Rick Bright alleges he was ousted from a senior post at the Department of Health and Human Services after opposing widespread use of malaria drug touted by President Donald Trump for COVID-19. Bright will testify to a House committee on Thursday that the nation's window of opportunity is closing and stronger federal action is needed to oversee testing, procure needed supplies, and double down on safety messages. Moscow is investigating the safety of a Russian-made medical ventilator after 6 people died in 2 hospitals. Fires reported to involve the machines. A number of the machines have been sent to the United States, though they've yet to be used. According to a local lawyer, 5 people died at St. George's Hospital in St. Petersburg on Tuesday after a ventilator burst into flames on the ward. A similar fire caused by the same model of ventilator also killed 1 person in a hospital in Moscow on Saturday. The state healthcare regulator said in a statement it was suspending the use of the Aventa M ventilator in Russia for all machines manufactured after April 1st. It's not clear how many machines that suspension will cover. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that the deaths of 144 healthcare workers and 131 social care workers had been reported as involving COVID-19. The United Kingdom's total COVID-19 death toll now exceeds 33,000, by far the worst yet reported in Europe. Johnson paid tribute to 47-year-old rail worker Beli Mujunja, who died on April 5th after having previously been spat on by a man who said he had the new coronavirus. The Taliban says it carried out a deadly attack Thursday on an Afghan army base after the government ordered forces to resume strikes against the militants. Afghan officials said a truck bomb targeted an army base in the eastern city of Gardez, killing 5 civilians and wounding 19, including 5 army personnel. For more information and to stay in touch, use the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.